Of course, it feels hard in different moments, but am I going to drop into the world is crumbling, everything's failing, I want to give up? No. Do I have that thought in my mind for 10 seconds? Absolutely. Do I share it with my fiance? Yep. And then 3 minutes later, I'm like, I'm fine. Let's just fucking go. Welcome everyone to another episode. Today I was sitting down and I was thinking, okay, what should I record for you guys that I feel like you need? And I was looking back through the recent episodes that I've done and kind of what's coming up and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? I feel like I need to record like an activation for them. Instead of doing an episode where I'm just teaching you something, what about an episode that you can just sit back and receive and really let it activate you and kind of propel you into whatever chapter you are stepping into in your life? And the reason why I also feel like I was led to do this is because, and we're about to talk about this, is because I am definitely in a phase of a massive up level. And some of you may think a massive up level includes, you know, ravenous sex all the time, like beautiful downloads coming in, basically sunshine and rainbows. But as I'm going to talk to you guys about today, I have been helping people through the process of having that ego death and becoming the version of themselves they want to be for going on 7 years. And an up level never has sunshine and fucking rainbows. So like the end result is that, but the middle process as you go through the shit to get there is definitely not sunshine and rainbows. So let's dive into today's episode. Okay, so to give you guys a little bit of background really quick, and for those of you that don't know, I said this in like one episode, I really asked for an upgrade this year. I asked for myself to be expanded in a way that I've never been expanded before, and I really wanted to step into this next level version of me. And this next level version of me, you know, is a best-selling author. She has, you know, doubled, if not tripled, the amount of money that she's making. Her impact has gotten even bigger. Basically, just everything I already have in my life, I am fucking obsessed with, and I just wanted to expand it. I have really enjoyed my life for the last 7 years, and I have been growing and growing and growing, but at more of like a steady pace, which has been real. Well, maybe for some of you, you're like, bitch, it ain't steady. But for me, it feels like a steady pace. And I was like, I want to have an upgrade. Like I had an upgrade between 2018 to 2019. And that upgrade was in many different forms, but the most tangible version of it was when I took my business from making $40,000 in a year to then the next year, 2019, making $600,000 in that year. So that was a massive quantum leap. And I'm like, I want one of those again. So that was really my intention going into this year. You know, people will sit down to their manifestations and really nut out like what they want their new health to be like and blah, blah, blah. There was nothing really major nitty gritty because I am truly so in the embodiment of the version of myself that I am so proud to be. Like I am, you know, I am happy with my health. I am moving the body, I'm moving my body the way that I want to be moving it. I have like a very abundant and steady stream of income coming in all the time. Like all of those things are so good. So the biggest thing was just like, I just want to expand into a bigger version of myself, basically. Especially in regards to like my career and impact and that kind of stuff. So on January 1st, I had a fever for a week and it's kind of just been like up and down since. And in a really good way, I have really trained myself and I am kind of going to go into this and I'm giving you guys this episode so that you can sit back and receive it for wherever you are in your journey. But I've gone through a bajillion ego deaths and upgrades. And something that we need to all understand is that before an upgrade, there's always like a crash and burn. There is always what feels like a downgrade before there is that upgrade. And the reason why this happens is because in an essence, you have to let a part of yourself die. You have to go through the shit to get to the other side. You have to literally have a massive ego death and you have to have an energetic death and sometimes even a physical death of this, like not actually physically die. I mean, like your body has to shed a part of itself, like your physical body. you know, you need to shed a part of yourself that you are carrying right now so that you can then make space to then step into the next version of ourselves. We need to literally see the darkness, see the rawness, see the humanness of ourselves so that we can then be reborn. So when we have this illusion that these upgrades and these quantum leaps and manifestation is always just high vibe, beautiful colors and rainbows, lots of sex, when we're then going through the hurdles, we can feel like we are doing something wrong. We can feel like we are fucking up our manifestations. Things aren't coming true. We're becoming like the worst version of ourselves and some kind of like low vibrational energy. And honestly, when you are feeling yourself going through this expansion and you're in the down to get to the up, it feels so fucking rough. But the best thing that I can tell you is like, you are not fucking anything up. You are not ruining a manifestation. You're not going into like the worst version of yourselves and like some low vibrational frequency. No, no, no. You have to surrender to it, which is why a lot of people won't get to the other side, because they are asking for this massive expansion. And when they then go through that kind of, it's a death, right? When they go through the version of themselves dying, it feels so yucky that a lot of people will push back on it. There will be resistance because they're trying to stay in their control, like their hyper control. And so because of that, and because of the lack of surrender and all that resistance coming up, they then stay stuck. And so often when people are feeling like they have been stuck for years, it's because they have resisted resistance. They have resisted the hurdles, the like breakdowns, the shit that's happening. They think something bad is happening rather than something is being cleared out of their lives. And I've gone through enough like meltdown moments when I think everything is crumbling around me and like, why is this happening to me? And oh my God, like, how am I going to get through this? I've gone through enough of them. And on the other side, I'm like, wait, that makes some, of course that fucking had to happen. Wait, I'm so glad that happened. I've gone through enough of those to now know that when shit is happening in front of me and when it feels like the most stressful, exhausting, world ending, I want to give up kind of feeling, I will go in it. I will fucking feel it. I will be raging about it. I will be so raw in my emotion about it so that I can release all of that energy rather than trying to just run away. Like, I am going into it, but I'm using my rage and my fear and my just humanness as I go into it, right? And so what that then helps is I'm making sure that I'm not trapping all of this emotion in my body, causing more of a physical wall around myself. So I'm going into all of this as I'm experiencing the rawness, and that allows me to move that emotion through my body so that I can get to that place where I'm like, all right, I got this. And then, you know, within 24 hours, I'm able to have gone through what feels like part, you know, it's part of the death. We're not fully through it yet, but it's part of the death. And get to that place where I'm like, this is happening for a reason. I'm trusting this, even though it makes zero fucking sense. And the timing could not be worse, and blah, 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 whatever else you're experiencing when you're having these kind of, you know, what feels like in our dramatic selves, we're hitting rock bottom, even though it's like not actually rock bottom, or maybe it is, right? It feels like it is the worst timing. It's the worst thing that's happening. It is like, you know, you're being put in the worst position. Like, how can you make a decision about this? Blah, blah, blah. It feels like that. And I know that because I've had like already three instances of that this year, and it's fucking March 1. Literally, I'm recording this on Friday, March 1st. And I've already had like so many of these moments this year. But in every single one of those moments, it can feel so hard in it, but it's that glimmer of hope. I feel that like literally it feels like a gold glimmer. Oh, hi, Bubba. Are you joining us for our podcast? Come up. It feels like this tiny little glimmer of hope in my body amongst like so much darkness and rage and whatever else, and an emotion and pain and sadness and whatever else that you're feeling. And I hang on to that glitter of hope. And then once I'm, and sorry, not even, it's not a glitter of hope. What did I say before? It's this glitter of like knowing that it's all happening for a reason. And then once I'm out of the human emotion of it, whether that takes 24 hours, you know, 2 hours, 48 hours, I'm always then able to get the download of what it was actually doing for me. Because in these moments of darkness, even though it can feel so horrendous, it is not being done to you. It is not happening to you. It is happening for you. And just that perspective shift literally helps your reticular activating system to start to filter in and filter out different information. So I like to remember that we need to have the human experiences, otherwise, like of that rage and of that sadness and whatever else, otherwise we are going to trap all of that emotion and frankly trauma, depending how stressful the situation is. We're going to trap all of that in our body, which we don't want to be doing. Then we have to pivot. Otherwise, that's where people find themselves going down this like spiral. Because they're now getting sucked into victim consciousness. And I'll talk about that kind of victim consciousness in a second. But to just circle back, so I asked for a massive expansion this year. And like I've said, I'm fucking getting it, right? Once I'm through it, like, when will that happen? I don't know. But once we are through it, I will definitely share it with you. But what I want to let you guys know is that you can be going through, like, don't get scared about having this massive expansion. The intention of this episode is for you to realize that, like, I'm fully functioning. I'm fine. Like literally nothing is actually that bad. But of course, it feels hard in different moments. But am I going to drop into the world is crumbling, everything's failing, I want to give up? No. Do I have that thought in my mind for 10 seconds? Absolutely. Do I share it with my fiance? Yep. And then 3 minutes later, I'm like, I'm fine. Let's just fucking go. So being able to, and so I truly attest that to actually allowing my humanness to come through. Because if you consistently invalidate your humanness, you're creating conditional love for yourself. You create a more hostile environment for yourself, where what you actually want is an environment of self-compassion, an environment of self-validation and seeing yourself so that you can then move to the next level. Because simply that helps remove that wall of resistance that many of us actually have that inhibits us from then expanding, breaking those ceilings, whether it's in our career, our business, or in our personal lives. My new free business masterclass about breaking through your business ceilings is so fucking juicy. You guys want to make sure that you are able to join us and access it. I reckon it's probably going to end up being about an hour and a half long because it is so good. My notes are so long. I had to refrain myself from just continuing on because I was like, Monica, this cannot be 3 hours long. But between the vibey images that I'm giving you guys and the really tangible information, it's going to allow you to really take a look at your own business and where you are potentially holding yourself back and where the gaps are in your business that you need to start working on so you can take things to the next level. So if you don't have your own business yet, but you want to have your own business, this masterclass is not for you because you won't get anything out of it. But if you do have a business already and you want to get your business to that next level, you want to expand things, you want to quantum leap things, whatever it is, make sure that you register. You can just do so via clicking the link in the description, and I will see you during the masterclass. So, you know, this week alone, there has been rage, there has been tears, there has been headaches, there have been waking up throughout the night because we're going through this. But because I'm surrendering to it and because I'm being graceful with myself, it is absolutely not knocking me out, right? So much of me is needing to surrender to it all. And that feels hard to the ego, but it doesn't feel hard to your heart. I want to repeat that. The surrender to it all, the surrender to the breakdown for the expansion feels very challenging for your ego, but it doesn't feel challenging for your heart because your heart knows that everything is going to be okay. For those of you that don't know, your heart has a vibrational frequency 5,000 times greater than your brain. So your heart literally knows the future. Hence, your heart is there being like, bitch, surrender. It's all going to be okay. But what we have to realize is that your physical body is catching up to your energetic body. And that can be really, really painful sometimes. So when we are working with manifestation and when we are trying to quantum leap and really in these kind of DNA upgrades that we're calling in for ourselves, when we are actually going through the upgrade, right? So not when we're calling it in, when we are going through the actual upgrade, it's not something that you don't feel. You very much feel it. your physical body has to upgrade, your energetic body has to upgrade, and your mental and spiritual body. Now, your energetic body, a lot of the time, if you're really deep in manifestation practices and what I call embodied manifestation, then your energetic body often is already there. So your physical body and your mental body often is the thing that is catching up to your energetic and sometimes spiritual also, because those two are very much linked. Those two bodies are catching up to the version of yourself, that part of you that is already there. So it requires this version of you to shed so that you can then actually have that upgrade to your energetic body. And it can feel painful. That upgrade can sometimes for a lot of people manifest as falling really, really ill when like no one else is sick around you. You haven't gone anywhere. Like it's come very out of the blue, but you are absolutely exhausted and you have to surrender to the sickness. And so we're all a little bit different with our upgrades, but for me, what's always so interesting is like when I'm having an upgrade, my physical body will really cause me to slow down because my upgrades have always been about doing less, slowing down, pulling back, and seeing that I will still make money. I'll make more money, right? Seeing that everything will still be okay. The world will keep spinning. Like things are going to continue to get done because a lot of my wounding that was affecting me in the get-go of my business and just of my my career, a lot of the wounding was like thinking that I had to be in this super hyper masculine in order to achieve, in order to make money, in order to have success. So when I am upgrading, it's often that my body is being pulled back because I have to surrender to what feels most uncomfortable. So for those of you that are really wanting an upgrade this year, but you know, like Monica, I resist that shit. I can't go in it. I don't know how to do it. Like there are so many layers of shit and trauma and wounding and conditioning that I need to get rid of, but it feels so scary. It feels so just like jarring and wow to even look at and think about. This is where a lot of women love to do the in-person and come to my events because when you're at the event, you literally walk in as one woman and you walk out as the other. The actual physical environment and me being there and the energetic environment supports you in finding that upgrade to actually be really easy. It becomes powerful. It becomes liberating because you are bouncing off the energy of the other women rather than kind of needing to do it in your own space and not having the other women to like bounce off of. That's why also it's always recommended that if you're wanting to really quantum leap and grow your business or grow your career, go and be mentored, go and be coached, go and be in the same space as somebody that is 10 steps ahead of you or 2 steps ahead of you. Basically, you're like, I want to be them. I aspire to them, be them. I want to have something that they have. Maybe you don't want to be all of them, but maybe there is a part of them that feels really expansive to you. I kind of talked about this in the episode around authentic marketing and redefining expansion. We need to remember that we don't need every single part of somebody to be expansive to us, but there can be one part of someone that is so juicy and so alluring and just like magnetizing us in and really feeling like it would expand us. And that is enough to have such quantum expansion because you know how to expand. It's just that somebody else can activate you. So your body knows how to expand, but somebody else can activate you into that expansion. So rather than expanding in 5 years' time, because you've been like procrastinating and self-sabotaging about it and feeling really scared about it, you're in the energy of that person and they have activated that part within you that's allowed you to fucking fly. So on this note, hold on a second, need my green tea. Okay, your ego might think that by doing some super sexy expansion, manifestation course, whatever, that you'll get to the next level. And really, it truly may. And what really allows those quantum leaps is your energetic, mental body and physical body and spiritual body having the energetic shift. So it's not just about watching a course and being expanded that way for some people, depending where you are on your journey. If a lot of heaviness and trauma and energetic weight, you know, whether you're actually carrying the energetic weight in excess physical weight, or whether you're carrying the energetic weight because you feel like your shoulders are always tight, you always have back pain, you always have like, you know, neck pain, whatever it is, that also can be the carrying of physical like energy that is being a burden to you. That can then inhibit us from having massive expansion and quantum leaping, because all of that burden, like all of those burdens and all that heaviness on our body and all that trauma that we're carrying, that is blocking the space and the opening for the manifestation to occur, right? So for some people and for a lot of people, what really allows those quantum shifts and those quantum leaps, quantum shifts and quantum leaps is fully rejigging and realigning and releasing all of the crap that's in your energetic body, your physical body, your mental body, and your spiritual body, so that you can actually fly. And it's so easy for us to shy away from the raw, ugly work and feeling that raw, those raw, ugly parts of ourselves, because it looks scary. But that scariness is your next level. That scariness is the magic. That is why so many people don't become who they want to be, because they don't do the hard stuff. They don't see that vulnerable part of themselves, those darker, rawer, like, oh, wild, primal parts of themselves. You know, we make it feel so hard to do this kind of more heavy work and the trauma work, but frankly, it's not even that hard. It's hard for your ego. It's hard on the ego, but it feels liberating to the soul. So when we're sitting here, when you're sitting and at your computer on your phone looking at the videos, let's say from my immersion, you might be looking at it going, count me the fuck out, right? And that is your ego. That video could be really hard on your ego. But I challenge you to think, but am I feeling this like sense of liberation in my heart? Because what a lot of people have shared with me is when they'll watch those videos, they're like so petrified, but there is this part of them that is like so magnetized. They're like, wait, but I actually want that. Like, I'm so fucking scared, but God, that looks so fucking good to do. So even though your upgrade and downgrade, right, because the two are happening, even though this kind of like crumbling might be happening at what you deem as the worst possible time, it is actually happening at the exact right time, which is why often it feels like it's the worst time, right? Because it challenges us. It challenges our ego. It forces a part of us to shift. If the crumbling and the breakdowns were happening at like a really good time, like, oh yeah, this is a great week for this to be happening because I have nothing on, it wouldn't be as confronting for us. It wouldn't be as much of a shift and a quantum leap. So it is all happening at the right time. And I want to give you guys this nugget. Okay, so the nugget is, you know, the thing that you keep thinking about, whether it's visiting a place, whether it is hiring the person to support you personally or professionally, investing in the course, changing careers, whatever it is, you are non-stop thinking about it because it is literally meant for you. Your future self is in that thing and you're being called to it because there is something in there that you need in order to get to the next version of yourself that you're manifesting. So the thing that you keep thinking about, it is actually meant for you. Your future self, he's already done that thing. He's already moved there. He's already gone to that city. He's already changed careers. And it's like that higher version of you is like sucking you into the thing, being like, oh my God, come here, come here, come here. You need this, you need this, you need this, because there is something in there that will activate you, a part of you, to then get to the next version of yourself. And for a lot of us as women, this is a little clip for the women, you know, but this obviously can still happen to men, depending on like the upbringing and everything they've been in. What we have to remember as women is that we haven't always had this ability to be safe and being seen and successful and making money. Many of us still carry this generational shit around having the success and the purpose that we know we want and we 100% deserve. But when we stay in this spiral of scarcity and unworthiness, we stay there. We don't break the cycles for ourselves or for those around us or for our children. And many women and men think that it is more humble or noble or whatever to stay in victimhood, to stay in scarcity, and that it's wrong to build wealth, want success and freedom. So we literally think it's more noble to be less, to do less, to have less. Like that will give us more attention and validation. But that's actually the case for a lot of people. For a lot of us, as children, we experienced more attention when we were struggling, when we were sick. And even as adults, we can often think, and maybe even this is our reality, that we get more attention when we're struggling, right? Our parents give us more money. They phone us more. They check in more. Even if it's bad attention, it's still attention. And if you are not feeling worthy, if you don't feel like you're seen, if you don't feel like people care about you, all attention is good attention then, right? For your nervous system. And what we need to understand is that often success, it can bring jealousy and loneliness, especially as women. I haven't done an updated episode on this, but there is one about sisterhood wounding. And there's a really good Instagram live I did a while ago about sisterhood wounding. But sisterhood wounding and just women being fucking bitches means that often success for women can bring this fear that there will be jealousy, that our friends will betray us, that our friends will talk shit behind our back, and we will then be lonely, which is why it is so essential that you are surrounding yourself with people, with women, with men that not only unconditionally love you and cheer you on, but they also believe that they can have that success, that they can have that wealth, so that they don't project an unhealed wound onto you. So for those of you that are really deeply craving a sense of community, I know there are so many of you that are craving this, and you're especially craving friendships where your friends just like, they get it. They get this stuff that you love learning about and talking about and whatnot. You need to come to New York or Paris. If there's still tickets available by the time this podcast comes out, we have our last tickets live right now. There are about 10 for New York and 10 for Paris that we have left. I don't know how many at this exact point of the podcast going out, but when the tickets were released on March 5th, there was about 10 left for each location. The vast majority of them got sold last year, which is so exciting. I can't tell you how many women will still DM me to this day from like my 2019 event. So years ago, being like, I am still best friends with the women from that event. Like those women, or like, you know, I've made these three friends from the event and they are now my absolute rocks. My absolute rocks. So think about it like this. Coming to the immersion will not only radically change your life because you are finally free of all of the wounds and the trauma and the macro trauma and the micro trauma and this feeling of it not being safe to express yourself and being seen. You're free of all of that and so liberated in that feminine, radiant, magnetic version of yourself. So you get all of that. You get the wealth upgrades. You get the money mindset work. You get the healing. You get the feminine act. You get all of it. You get all of it, right? In 3 days with me. Just think about like literally everything that I do jammed into three really full days. That is what you get. Plus, you get lifelong friendships. That to me is really fucking priceless. You get your own wins and you also walk away with maybe not even just one new best friend, but multiple new best friends. And for those of you that are not able to come to my event, not because of an excuse that you're telling yourself, because you very well may be telling yourself an excuse, but because you're like giving birth that weekend. Like that's a valid reason. Giving birth that weekend. I still have beautiful communities in my programs. The ones that I'm thinking of off the top of my head are Queen Alchemy. And then for business, the Feminine CEO. Those two programs are fit for every woman. Well, the feminine CEO is every businesswoman. The Queen Alchemy is every single woman. And again, you are then surrounded by women that are fully cheering you on, not stabbing you in the fucking back and being jealous because they've healed their stuff. So they are not projecting that onto you. So to give you guys a little bit of like a tangible action step in regards to getting yourself through the up level and really reclaiming success and wealth and abundance and all these things as your birthright and something that is so safe to have as a woman. Because, you know, when we are going through these up levels that we're wanting, or maybe we're not even going through them because we don't feel safe to go through them and to have what we want. But often when we are going through them to try and get what we want, our egos can be pulling us back because of fears. So something that I love to think about doing is actually like really dumbing myself with healthy masculine energy so that I get what I want and I show up the way that I am proud of. You know, I'm going to do an episode on this of like really cultivating a healthy relationship with the masculine, but a lot of us, you know, we have an unhealthy relationship with the feminine and we have an unhealthy relationship with the masculine. Or what's happened for you is that you've gone so into your feminine and you just kind of like forgotten about your masculine. But your inner masculine provides such a sense of safety for yourself. We don't want to just get lost in like the feminine all the time. Don't think that it's empowering to just be submissive as soon as life brings you problems. That's not like feminine surrender. That is victim consciousness. Surrender is an active choice. This is too hard. I don't know what to do. That is victim consciousness, right? That is the giving up. That is like the wound. That is wounded feminine. That is not showing up as the most empowered, radiant, and magnetic version of yourself. And I have to say, a lot of people are doing this these days. A lot of people, it's like, as soon as something gets hard, I give up. As soon as life is a bit rough, they don't believe that they can do it all. They don't believe that they can juggle multiple things, that they can move through it. And so because they don't believe it, they literally pull themselves back into their bubble. Now, obviously, we need to be discerning between the times where it's like, I need to go into my bubble and those times that we don't. But that's where the healthy masculine is important, because we need to actually know when to be like dumbing ourselves with healthy masculine energy into what it is that we want. We need to be able to call ourselves out on all of the excuses that we're putting around the fucking thing that we want. So we need to allow our inner dom to come out and like seduce your submissive side into doing the thing that will help you step into that full power, radiance, magnetism, etc. So my question for you is, what do you want? What do you fucking want? Maybe if you're in the car or on a walk, you can just like say it out loud right now. What do you want? Can you actually firstly claim what it is that you want for yourself? Now, once you fully claimed it, you might now start to hear and feel all of the excuses coming up as to why it's not the right time, that's not important to spend money on, like, I don't think I'll be able to do it all, I'm just not sure where I'll be in 2 months' time or 6 months' time or like whatever, or like it just feels really hard, so because it feels really hard, it's not meant to be. We have to start, as powerful women that want to expand our lives, discerning between what actually just feels hard, aka like it's a challenge, you're going to be okay, move through it. Like that's how you create a greater sense of inner strength and inner trust. Does it feel hard or is it not meant for you? Because people can confuse what feels hard as, oh, it's just not meant for me. Or they think it's not meant for them because it feels hard. You need to be able to differentiate between those two energies and sensations in your body. Otherwise, it creates a lack of like literacy with yourself. And you become more and more disconnected and less trusting of your body. And let me just remind us all, it doesn't matter how badly you want the fucking thing that you are expanding into. It doesn't matter how badly you want, you know, whatever it is that you're manifesting, or how much you, even how much you have moved through these moments of crumbling to then rise. Or it doesn't matter how much you have practiced practice flexing that muscle of self-investment. There is always a nervous energy before you click pay, before you surrender into the next level, before you claim the manifestation. There's always a bit of nervousness. I mean, I have been through more fucking breakdowns than I can possibly imagine to then allow the breakthrough to come through. And it gets easier because I know how it feels. So I'm like, okay, I know what this is. I'm going to be okay. But it's never going to be to the point where I am just like putting my feet up and like, let's fucking go. Of course it feels hard every time. If it wasn't hard, it wouldn't be expanding me. If it wasn't nerve-wracking, it wouldn't be taking you outside of your comfort zone. I've shared this with some of you before, and you've actually shared with me how helpful it is. When you make an investment in one of my courses and you feel nervous, that is so normal. The reason why you feel a bit nervous, the reason why you're trying to talk yourself out of it, the reason why you feel a bit scared is not because it's not meant for you. It's not because it's not what you need to do. It is because you are going outside of your comfort zone. You are going outside of what your ego knows as safe and what your body and brain knows as safe. You are going into the unknown. Every single time I pay for something new in my business, I buy a course, I join a program, I hire my book agent, it feels so fucking nerve-wracking. But I trust my heart every single time. Every single time. And even if my expectations don't get fully met, I know that there's something in there that I had to get, and that is worth every fucking penny of what I put into it. So please remember, it doesn't matter how much you practice expanding and growing and investing in yourself, it always feels nerve-wracking, and that is a fucking good thing. It's almost like better, honestly, for it to feel nerve-wracking and scary than not, because what feels nerve-wracking and scary, you are then expanding. If it doesn't feel nerve-wracking and scary, then like you're not really expanding, right? So it's kind of nice when you're like, oh, about this thing, or maybe you're really scared about it. You know, we all have different levels. We're all expanding in different capacities. For some of us, you know, coming to my 3-day immersion is like, okay, it's a bit scary. It's like, take a breath, but it's not a super big deal. And for others, it is like, oh my God, my ego is literally screaming at me in my head. This feels fucking petrifying. Both of those experiences are fucking amazing. And it means that you are about to have an expansion, not just when you get to the event. You are going to have an expansion as soon as you click pay. Just watch. I'm not even going to tell you why. Some of you would know why because I've explained it to you before. And I've said it on Instagram before. But just if you're curious, just see what happens. Literally, just see what happens. Okay. So I want to wrap up with this. I want to wrap up with the whole like, it's not the right time in our own expansion, in calling in what it is that we're manifesting, in telling ourselves this is the worst fucking time when we're having an upgrade and when we're going through the next thing. There is always a reason why it won't work. It's not the right time. It's blah, blah, blah. It's too expensive. Our egos will always come up with a reason as to why we need to stay in our comfort zone. That is their fucking job, right? So they're doing their job. Go them, right? That's what we're paying them for. I mean, not paying them for, but you know what I mean? Like, they're doing their job. But the reality is that life will always happen, friends. It will always happen. And so my question for you that I really want you to think about and to walk away with from today's episode is, do you want these results no matter what? Can you show up with such self-leadership that even whilst you're holidaying, moving house, getting married, having a baby, whatever, you will still be able to commit to the life that you want for yourself? Because that right there is feminine leadership. That is healthy masculine energy. That is self-commitment. That is healthy feminine leadership. And you are leading yourself every single day, right? That is leaving self-abandonment in the past. And a lot of us need to practice leaving self-abandonment in the past. And we can abandon ourselves by literally abandoning our dreams. Let's remember, for so long, women have been wired to sacrifice their dreams, their goals, their desires for the sake of looking after everybody else at the expense of themselves. Maybe you're still in this cycle. And today is the day that you get to get out of it. So I want to meet you in this discomfort of making an expansive choice. I want to encourage you to dom yourself in a healthy, sexy way so that you can get out of this continuous cycle of not choosing you. And if you need anything from me to help you do that, or my customer service angel, Olivia, who honestly, her words are literally like an angel singing to you. That is her words. If you need either of us, you know where to find us. If there are any tickets left for the immersion when you listen to this, I am glad because it means you get to grab one. Please don't self-sabotage this. Please don't procrastinate on this. You know that I'm probably not doing an event next year. You know that the plans are very up in the air with like, are we going to fall pregnant at the end of the year? Is that still going to be the plan? Like, I'm being very transparent with that. I don't know. I want that at the end of the year. Maybe when I get to it, I'll be too wrapped up in the book that I won't want it. But I also want you to know that we don't know about an event next year. So just remember, if you want something badly enough, aka your dream life in every fucking capacity, you will make it work. It doesn't matter if you're moving house, giving birth, going on holidays, getting married. You show up for yourself no matter what because you want the result badly enough. Okay? So if other women can join containers with me right after giving birth, then you, my friend, can move through that little bit of fear and that little bit of an ego death or that massive ego death, surrender, feel the rawness, feel the humanness, and know that you are going to be so safe, so glittery, so expanded on the other side. I will see you guys in the next episode. If you haven't left a review, please, please, please do so. They mean a lot to me. It helps others find the show. And I'll also send you a little free gift that you can't find anywhere on the website. Just send a screenshot to media@monicayateshealth.com and then we will send that to you. All right. I will see you guys next week for the next episode.